Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. I don't know how long this one's going to be, gentlemen. I got an email from a guy who had a TBI, traumatic brain injury, and you know, they're telling him he needs to be on medication for the rest of his life. And he really didn't like that answer. So he sent me an email asking, you know, how I was able to not take the head meds. When I came back from Iraq at Langstuhl, Germany, they prescribed me Wellbutrin and Paxil. And then I had to take a lot of shit for pain because I was in a lot of pain. And they continued that until I got back to Walter Reed when I had my, you know, I talked to a more permanent physician that basically monitored me for a little over a year after I returned. And they're the ones that said, yeah, well, you're going to take those for the rest of your life. And I look literally like, Doc, this is how it's going to go down. I'll take your head meds for a year. Because, you know, there's obviously in the imaging that you can see damage. Got it. And my brain has got to clean all that crap up. It's going to take some time. Give it a year. They put me on the head meds. Literally, like 1 year and like 3 or 4 days, I started weaning off of it. And then it took like an additional 2 months. And then I was off of it 100% and never been back. All right, now, there's a big difference between how you operate on head meds and how you operate not on head meds. All right, the head meds monkey with your brain chemistry to give you the illusion that everything is hunky-dory. Or it puts you in this zone where you're not, like, literally. The closest thing I can actually compare it to is a state of a living death. It's really difficult. You can't really get excited about anything. You're not really bummed out about anything. You really don't care about anything. You're just going through the motions. That is terrible. So, what my problem was for the first 4 or 5 years after I came back from Iraq, and, you know, I was having crippling anxiety, and it was fucked up. I mean, I still suffer from it now, but not like I did, and you know, I went to, like, counselors, I talked to them, and they all fucking give you the kumbaya, blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't fucking know. And I was able to trace a lot of the anxiety and frustration I was having because I was still trying to use my brain like it was uninjured. I was, like, it had been, you know, through that 4 or 5 years, you know, I would always get frustrated and upset and angry when I couldn't remember something. And because I was a very, very high functioning individual before the TBI. After the TBI, not so much. The memory's gone. I still forget stuff to this day. It's going to be a challenge that I'm going to have to face and fight every single day for the rest of my life in that regard. But the thing is once I discovered why I was having these issues, and it was revolving around the fact that I was trying to use my brain like it was uninjured, and it was terrible. So I spent a few years reworking you know, how you think. So basically what I did is I took the old version and I had to upgrade it and, you know, put a couple patches on it and then slap it on top of the old way I used to think to change how I'm thinking now. And, you know, I wrote a whole book about it, The Warrior's Way and the Soldier's Soul. All right. And I published that in 2012. And indirectly, you know, it's just all of the stuff that I would think about and had to change to try to make things a little more livable. All right. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I still have PTSD. I don't really drive in rush hour traffic at all. I have a hard time in traffic at all. I can't go into crowded, you know, places. Like if to go to like a rock concert, you can fucking forget it. It's not going to happen. Or if I'm in a bar and it starts to get really, you know, crowded, I can put earplugs in for a short amount of time. But after that, I have to leave. It really fucks with me hard. And then there's certain smells that trigger all kinds of craziness. And I'm trying to figure out, is it the actual PTSD or is it the damage that was done and some of the stuff isn't processed the same as it used to be? And then getting a feedback loop, which is causing the PTSD, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, I'm never ever going to be cured. All right, that is a pipe dream. You know, I went to a couple of counselors and they let, you know, they're like, yeah, we can cure you. I'm like, oh yeah, fuck off. You know, you can't. Because, you know, I think a portion of it is damage. All right. So some of the steps you can do if you have a TBI is this. Number one, don't get another TBI. All right. If you have been hit in the brain pan to the point where you're seeing structural damage to your thinking meat, the one organ in your body who makes you who you are, you don't want to try to tempt fate and do that twice. Because the second time, it could kill you. All right, that's the first step. No more TBIs. So, no, if you like to ride bikes and work out in the morning, you know, riding your bicycle, you need to be really careful you don't take a spill, because you can give yourself a fucking TBI for doing that shit too. It's really crazy. And here's another thing. Now, and I noticed this right away, as soon as I got back home from Walter Reed, I lost all patience for stupidity. I just can't tolerate it anymore. And I don't allow anyone around me who is an idiot or they're lazy and they don't want to learn the truth, or they are so entrenched in their beliefs that they won't change. I have no patience for those people at all. Quite literally, it's very common for somebody to just start talking a little craziness, and I literally turn off and just walk away. Because I don't have no time in my life for that. Okay. And here's another thing that's going to help you out if you're having, you know, problems in regards to, like, the TBI. Gratitude and forgiveness. Have gratitude, you know, for like being alive, or, you know, you can find all kinds of things to be, you know, to have gratitude for in your life. And then you have to be able to forgive, and especially yourself. All right. Because you don't want to get caught in that PTS feedback loop where you're all upset and you feel guilty about shit that's beyond your fucking control. You don't need that. All right, because you just get caught in this goddamn cycle of always thinking about this fucked up shit, and it's just, and then it just grows and grows, and then it overflows, and then you have nothing but a mess. That's not good either. I've had some success with meditation in regards to dealing with anxiety. But like one of the main things I do is I put in headphones and listen to like either soft music or some other, meditation sounds. So and when I have that stuff on, I'm not really running off at the brain pan thinking about stuff. All right, because if you're thinking about the past, you never really look forward and you wind up driving your life into a ditch. That was a very, very hard struggle right there. I don't know. And you know what? I'm gonna probably have to fight this battle for the rest of my life. And for the most part, it is what it is. But if you're out there and you got a TBI, concussion, or you suffer from migraine headaches from a concussion, you can recover from it. It takes some time, and you might have to change some stuff around in your life. But don't lose faith and don't quit. All right, because no one heals you but you. All right? And like that first 2 years after that TBI, like I went through five or six puzzle books, IQ tests. I bought all of the crazy diagnostic tests that the psychologists had, and one of them I had to get a prescription to buy it because they won't sell it to the general public. I thought that was odd. And I don't know. Like I took up reloading and I found a lot of zen in that. And shooting, of course. That's there are a lot of zen in that as well. All right. Typically, find things that will help you use your brain while at the same time helping you to, forget just how bad it is. All right. I know this isn't like, a big, crazy video where I talk about, upcoming two-way rifle range or shit like that, but I do get a lot of emails, and sometimes those emails will bounce around in my brain for a while until I decide to do a video on them. Or if I forgot about them and then I re-remember them, I'll do the video. Anyway, that's me, and you guys take it easy, and I appreciate your patronage.